We're holding a Siman Reish Tzadi Dalad, the middle of Sif Aleph. We discussed that you say Atachan Antonu, Meir of Matzah Shabbos, and the Baruch Ochan Adas. Somebody made a mistake and forgot to say Atachan Antonu. He finishes the Shemin Esrei and does not daven over. Because anyway, Avdol is going to be Al Kais. It's like the Mechaber, if somebody by mistake ate before the Me Avdol Al Kais, then besides the fact that we tell them that they still have to make Avdol Al Kais, we also make them daven over Shemin Esrei with Atachan Antonu. No, if someone said Atachan Tanu, they said it, good. Someone forgot Atachan Tanu, usually we do not make them daven over. But over here, that the person besides forgetting Atachan Tanu, he also ate before Avdolah, then it's a little bit like a knas, that besides the fact that he still has to make Avdolah, he also has to daven over Shemana Esrei again. Sif Beis. Someone forgot to say Atachan Tanu in Shemana Esrei Mayer Matzah Shabbos, and he doesn't have a kais to make Avdolah on. And not only that, he does not anticipate they'll have one Sunday by day either, so then he has to daven over. That which we don't go back and daven over because of Atachan Antonu is relying on the fact that anyway there's going to be Havdalah Kais. But he does not anticipate he'll make Havdalah Kais that night or the next day, so then he has to daven over. You know the Arshit is, let's say, that you can make Havdalah to Tuesday, B'diavet, Simit Shem, Simrish Tzayites, Vav. But here, if this person does not anticipate that he's going to have a kais that night or the next day, we're not going to rely on the fact that he thinks he's going to have a kais to make Avdol on a Monday, Tuesday. Be'er Lacha speaks this out. That's already too far away to rely on. And therefore, we tell him to daven over Shemin Esrei Atachan Antonu. This way, even if he does not have Avdol al kais, at least we know he's having Avdol b'sfila. Now, this person does not anticipate he's going to have a kais, and therefore he has to daven over. So he davens over the Shemin Esrei, if by the time he realized if he got Atachan Antonu, he had already taken three steps back, or at least said Yul Ratzon. If he realized before that, then he goes back to Atachanan. Now, if he realized after Chana Das, before the end of Shema Kalenu, then he can really say it in Shema Kalenu, in the middle of Shema Kalenu. Similar to what we have at Talmotar, somebody forgot to say saying Talmotar Levrocha and Baruch Aleinu. If he remembers before Shema Kalenu, says it there. If he remembers after Shema Tefillah, goes back to Baruch Aleinu. Here also, if he remembers before the end of Shema Kalenu, he could say it there, because there is a Bakasha included in the end of Atachan Antonu. We say Avinu Malkeinu Hocholeinu Yom Bom Kasein Lo Shalom. We say a tefillah there by Kasha. Therefore, it could have its place in Shema Kalenu. If he remembers after he finished Shema Kalenu, then he goes back to Atachan Antonu. If he remembers after Yul Ratzon, then he has to go back and daven over the whole Shemana Esrei. Again, this is all talking about somebody who does not anticipate he'll be able to make Avdol al Kais on Matzah Shabbos or Sunday. But if he anticipates he'll have a Kais that night, like a standard case, or even the next day, he should not go back for it. He should not even say in Shemaya Tefillah, because the Ikra of Atachan Antonu is not a Bakasha, and it's not so shaykh to Shemaya Tefillah. It's only Shemaya Tefillah when we have to. Sif Gimel, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, in other words, Matzah Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, and somebody forgot to say Atachan Antonu in Mayer Shemana Esrei, since he'll make Avdol al Kais on Matzah Tisha B'Av, you know, that's not till Sunday night, that's really enough reason that he doesn't have to say over Atachan Antonu, because we're confident they'll have Avdol al Kais on Sunday night. Remember, it's very important then this person say Baruch HaMavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol, or Stam HaMavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol, in order to be allowed to do Malacha. Sif Dalad, in a place where we said that somebody should not go back to Atachan Antonu, like it's a standard case, someone's going to have a kais to make Avdolah on later. So once he finishes the bracha of Chayin Hadas, it's ready to lay, he moves on. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says, once he says the Hashem of Baruch Atah Hashem of Chayin Hadas, that's right enough, and he moves on. There's not a scenario over here where we say Lamdei Chukachal or anything like that. So if, hey, the case where we said that someone does not go back, the standard case, someone does not go back for Atachan Antonu, let's say he wants to Machmer al Atzmen and have a Shemana Esrei with Atachan Antonu. If he's ready only after Shemana Esrei, fine, he can do a Bateris Nadava. But if he's still holding in the middle of Shemana Esrei, he can't go back then because that's a hefsek in the Shemana Esrei. It's the finished Shemana Esrei, and then he can have another Shemana Esrei with Teres and Dava. Even that, the Mishnah Berurah says, that discusses him in Kuf Zayin, that in general, we don't dive into a Dava so much nowadays because they only dive into a Dava, only someone who's makir himself, that be Zoriz, Vizor, and have Kavana every part of Shemana Esrei. So we generally shy away from Tulas Dava, except when we have to. Similar age side, hey, the Havdalah, the Shatz, the Chazan makes. They're most extend before the Shulchan Aruch. They would say the Hinoyim and say a Kedusha about the Kodesh Barichlus on Matzah Shabbos to push off the say a Kedusha because that's in the Shamas of the Shem go back to Gehenim. The Kedusha Shabbos continues until Klai Yisrael says about the Kodesh, and that's where we say the Hinoyim about the Kodesh Barichlus, Ben Imas Koel. We don't say the Pasuk of Valtzi and Goel is no Geula Belayla, but and therefore we don't say Nisa Sbis either, which goes together with the Pasuk of Valtzi and Goel. We start about the Kodesh. The Pasuk of Hinoyim should be set standing. And the Pasuk Aruch HaMas Be'il, the end of Vinoyim, is said twice. Some places don't see Vinoyim in the base oval, and they rather start with the Yeshiva Seisim. Now, in the time that you don't see Vinoyim, such as if there's going to be Yom Tov during that week, they don't see Vat HaKadosh either. Have Yitam L'cha. Those say Vitam L'cha. They do say Vitam L'cha. If Yom Tov is any day, Sunday through Friday, then Vinoyim is not said. about the kolish goes together with this natzin either. However, if it's just Purim or a Pesach during that week, we still say v'naim. Only if it's a real Yom Tov during that week, then v'naim is not said together without the kolish.